Key messages from the Mid-Central Repeat Survey. This paper provides a plain language summary of the key messages from the repeat survey done on the Mid-Central prototype of enabling good lives. What is the Mid-Central prototype? The Mid-Central region has been trialling a new way of doing disability supports since 2018. This is known as the Enabling Good Lives EGL approach. The EGL approach is designed to ensure disabled people, tangata whai kaha Māori, disabled Māori and whānau have choice and control over their lives and supports. The main organisation set up to try this new approach is called Mana Whai Kaha. Mana Whai Kaha is based in Palmerston North and covers the entire Mid-Central DHB region. About the study. The study is called a repeat study because it's designed to repeat an earlier survey done in 2018. These surveys look at the experiences of disabled people, tangata whai kaha Māori and whānau, comparing their experiences before and after Mana Whai Kaha and the prototype were underway. There were two groups surveyed. One, disabled people and tangata whai kaha Māori, 154 participants, 77% of who had taken part in the 2018 study. And two, whānau of disabled people, 134 participants, 73% of who had been part of the 2018 study. Disabled people and tangata whai kaha Māori. The survey found positive results compared to the previous survey from 2018. This included 1. People felt they had more real choice about the kind of support they received, and 2. People felt they were more connected with their communities. 54% of respondents had had contact with a kaituhono/connector. People who had a kaituhono/connector were more likely to say they were able to choose where their support money was used. However, the findings were not all positive. People who use formal services, such as residential services or home and community services, were the least satisfied with their supports. This included 1. In residential services, over half of respondents, 57%, indicated some dissatisfaction with the service provider. And 2. In home and community services, 87% indicated a dissatisfaction with their provider and 33% indicated dissatisfaction with their support staff. Whānau. There were also significant improvements for whānau of disabled people and tangata whai kaha Māori who responded to the survey. This is particularly the case for people who supported their loved one at home. The main changes were 1. People felt they had more control over their supports. 2. People felt they and their loved ones had more community participation. And 3. People really appreciated the flexibility of their EGL budgets. Māori. 29 tangata whai kaha Māori, disabled Māori, and 18 whānau Māori participated in the survey. Overall, the results were similar for Māori and non-Māori survey respondents. However, compared to 2018, there was less improvement for Māori saying they had choice about how their personal budget was spent. Māori were also slightly less likely to say they thought their supports were as flexible as they could be. Areas for improvement. The survey results provided the following suggestions for improvement. 1. The purchasing guidelines need to be clearer. 2. Information needs to be provided to explain what the different roles and responsibilities are for everyone involved, particularly for the kaituhono/connector role. 3. Improvements can be made in providing clear, easy-to-access and timely information for disabled people, tangata whai kaha Māori and whānau. This information needs to be tailored to the person and their whānau. 4. More work is needed to support people to understand what the Enabling Good Lives approach looks like in practice. 5. A workforce strategy is needed to build a skilled workforce in the EGL approach as EGL rolls out across the country. 6. More work is needed to provide Māori with culturally enhancing support.